This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I guess most of the time I'm just going to be despicable. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. You know, I'm thinking about the Senator Sessions nomination, appointment, and it was voted on today, and we now have a new AG. Finally have an AG. We finally have someone in place that's, you know, for all intents and purposes, will uphold the law. And though they came after him with everything today, I mean, read a letter from 30 years ago about what a racist Mr. Sessions is. And they didn't have a problem. You know, one of the biggest racists on a planet was the beloved Jimmy Carter. And that didn't come up. That conversation didn't come up. Nothing came up about Jay. He's their beloved president. Again, go check it out. In the 50s, when Carter was a school board member, he refused to approve the funds for, he refused to approve building a school down the street from a, from an all-white school. See, the school they were building, was an all-black school. And he refused to build it down the street from the all-white school. Why? Because the white kids may have to walk on the same sidewalk, the same side of the sidewalk that the black kids were going to be walking on. But they don't want you to hear that. They're not interested in you knowing anything about that. Think about it. You know, and this is Jeff Sessions from 30 years ago. They didn't bring that up when he was president, when the peanut guy was president. That didn't seem to bother them then. I don't, again, it's two sets of rules. And apparently if you're on the far left, everything you do makes sense. Everything you do is okay. Everything you do is positive and right. If you're on the right in any way, I don't care if you're leaning right or you tripped and you fell on the right, you're bad. You're just bad people. And they're holding this against Jeff Sessions, again, from 30 years ago, and then all the things he has done since then. You heard the testimony. I talked to a young man today that wasn't interested in hearing what Sessions had done. He heard what he did 30 years ago. That was good enough. So there's no turning it around. Now, he happens to be a gay young man, and I almost said to him, you're a hypocrite, and I can prove it. You were all for Hillary Clinton. Oh, you love the Clintons. The Clintons did not believe you should be allowed to get married, young man. I didn't say that to him. I wanted to. She evolved. For years, she fought it. She voted against bills that would have given you the right to get married. But yet you forgive her. That's okay. Alveda King came out today in support. Oh, my God. In support of Jeff Sessions. What do you think of that, people? Come on. Work that through your head. So it is. It's always been, it will continue to be, a double standard. Okay? Now, some of my spiritual friends say this is nothing more than a fight between good and evil. You know what? You want to take it from a spiritual... Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you want to take it from a spiritual... Take a spiritual look at it, then what are my Christian friends doing? Why are we losing this battle? Or why were we losing this battle? Why didn't you get off your butts and make something happen? I do not understand. I don't understand where you're coming from. I don't understand what you're thinking. Right? I don't get it. Now, Senator Warren, she got beat up on the floor verbally because, again, as they always believe, they can do anything they want to do and it's okay. Now, Senator Warren brought a letter that Coretta Scott King wrote 30 years ago about Senator Warren. But Dr. Elvita King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, said that Senator Warren is using the King name, or playing the King name, as a race card to simply stir up emotions. Goes on to say that in that letter, Coretta Scott King would be referring to some of Jeff Sessions' comments. King told the local news source, however, she would agree today that he, or the course, that he has changed. He worked hard to prosecute the KKK. He worked hard to send some of those people to jail. He worked hard. One of them actually got the death penalty. But you didn't hear that on the Dem side at all. They're not interested in any of that. King added, it's almost like the like a bait and switch. Stir up the emotions in the name of King, and my name is Elvita King. You play the race card, which she attempted to do. We're all taking a look at many things that Mrs. Coretta Scott King said. Martin Luther King Jr., my daddy, A.D. King, she said. But our family, we are peacemakers. We bring people together. We don't divide people. What a divisive way to use the King name. Let that sink in. You know, but I'll tell you where they really blew up. Really blew it. And I mean blew it. If they had nominated Sessions from day one, if they did this back, that doesn't sound right, but if they did this a couple of weeks ago, maybe let him go through first, guess who wouldn't be the education secretary? They would have been one vote shy. See, there's no strategy here. It's all emotion. They're not interested in any kind of strategy. It's nothing, like I keep saying, it's nothing but emotion. They're not too swift people, I'm telling you. You know, we're going to have Wayne Allen Root's going to be on with me at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. You really don't want to miss that. Seriously. And then we're going to talk segment. We're really going to talk about where, God, I hate when I do this. I lost my mind. We're going to talk again how decimated our military is. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
When those natives come out of the woods, we're in a lot of trouble. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I'm all hyped up tonight. And the big reason for it is I am so irritated at what happened. What President Obama did to our military, to the world as a whole, actually. If you're going to be honest about it, to the world as a whole. It's so wrong. You got all kinds of military chiefs now walking and going, oh my God, what happened to our military? Because the Dems hate our military. Look, I'm going to repost a piece about how it seems every time we have a Democratic president, or president that's a Democrat, not necessarily Democratic, the last one wasn't, but every time we have a Democrat president, the first thing they do, they go looking for the red pen and they start ripping up the they start ripping up the budget for our military. Right? You got to pay attention. you've got military men that aren't just for war. Believe me, there's a lot of military men further up the chain of command that are not just for war 24-7. We found out that the Navy's ability to use planes is greatly hindered because more than 60% of the jets are out of service. The number's worse for the Marine Corps. 74% of their F-18s are out of service. They can't go into combat. Why? Because the president thought it was better. President Obama, yeah, thought it was better. Mr. Oblamo, Mr. Hate the Military, thought it was better that we spend money on the refugees, that we send money to Iran, right? That we try to sneak $221 million out of this country to the Palestinians. How do you guys still defend this man? And how do you Christians still defend this guy? It's just beyond me. These figures are reflective of the erosion in readiness across the branches of the U.S. Armed Forces, all of them. Now, it's a deepening concern for the ranking military members and lawmakers in both houses of Congress. Top service branch officials sounded the alarm at a pair of congressional hearings this week on how bad the problem really has become. They go on to say, our long-term readiness continues its insidious decline. That's according to the Chief of Naval Operations Admiral William Moran. And remember now, the Obama administration was caught several times forcing their people to tweak reports so things wouldn't really look as bad as they are. I'm telling you, in 15 years, maybe earlier, I hope earlier, but in 10 to 15 years, we're going to find out really, truly, honestly, what a sham his presidency was. What a sham he was. I'm not joking. I'm telling you, there are people around them, Secret Service agents, others that know secrets about them. And they will eventually speak. As Secret Service agents have spoken out about Reagan and both Bushes and Bill Clinton, it will come out. But you guys will make excuses. You guys on the left will make excuses why it's either all a lie or it's all okay. And think about something. None of the money he spent helped the inner cities, Obama that is. $7 billion spent on special programs for education didn't help any of the schools he sent it to one iota. Nothing. Not one extra kid graduated because of it. But you hold him up as a saint. We're the laughingstock in the Middle East and in Europe. Our allies don't trust us anymore. All under President Obama's watch. First president in modern history not to have a 3% GDP in a year. In all the years that he was in there. Even though he was propping up, his Fed was propping up the stock market. The Vice Chief of Naval Operations said that while we're still able to put our first team on the field, our bench is largely depleted. We have no backup. They can wait us out. During the hearing on the Tuesday before the House Armed Services Committee, the vice chiefs pleaded with lawmakers to repeal legislation limiting defense spending, arguing that fiscal constraints have crippled the military capabilities to respond to threats. Despite annual defense spending coming in at more than $600 billion, each of the branches asked to increase the 2017 defense budget by more than $30 billion to purchase new jet fighters, armed vehicles, as well as to improve training. Now, that would have been a thumbs up for me in a heartbeat. Let's pull the money from the refugees. Let's pull the money from the illegals. Let's pull the money. You know what I'm saying? Let's pull it all. The only place we should be spending money is on our infrastructure, on our military. And I had three things in my head. Infrastructure, military, and vets. Vets. Those are the three places the money should go. And when we get that under control, when we get them in line, and we can take care of them, then we can talk about discretionary spending. The request from the panel of the four-star military officers dovetails with President Trump's promise to reinvest in the depleted fighting force. Oh, thank you. Thank you, President Trump. The Budget Control Act of 2011 sets limits on how much could be spent on defense through 2021 while exempting money provided for overseas war fighting. That's between 2011 and 2014. Now, you can't spend money on overseas war fighting if you don't have planes to fight. Sorry, to fight with. The Pentagon's budget fell by more than $100 billion across the board. And those were triggered in 2013, which forced reductions and widespread concern among the military. Nobody listened. They weren't interested. Think about it. Right? In 1988, military expenditure of our budget, of our overall GDP, was 5.5%, 98. Okay? Military expenditure today, now, is 3.30. Now, we know things have gone up in cost, right? We know equipment needs to be replaced. We know things need to be fixed. I don't understand. I don't understand how we do this to our military men. I don't get it. We treat them like crap. The last president got in. The last president had the position he had. The reason there's a peaceful transfer of power is because our military keeps that happening. Yes, yes, our military keeps a peaceful transfer of power. That's right. All right, I got a surprise for you after the break. Okay, I'll tell you what the surprise is. Maybe. I don't know. Let me think about it. Wayne Allen Root joins me. Now, Wayne Allen Root, if you remember, was a classmate, schoolmate, whatever you want to call it, of Barack Obama. Also a very good friend of Donald Trump. And, boy, has he got a lot to say about what's going on, about what they did to him, about the games that are being played. And I'll tell you what, he never pulls any punches, that man. He's written a book called Angry White Male. And he wrote it before Trump cut in, and why Trump was going to win, basically, and why the Dems were going to lose. You're going to catch this on the inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring on one of my favorite guests that I have on the show. And whenever I hear, I mean, I think this is like great theme music for him. Because when I know when he walks in a room, he commands that room. And whenever I hear this song, I always think of him. He's the guy that pops up in my head. Wayne Allyn Root. He's been branded by the media across the globe as the capitalist evangelist, a former libertarian, vice president nominee. Wayne is fierce, enthusiastic, and I believe me, and relentless. His latest book, Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America. Wayne, thanks for being with me.
I like that.
You know, I heard that. I won't tell you who I heard it, where I heard it, but I heard that and I went, my God, I'm thinking of Wayne. Wayne pops into my head when I hear that kind of song. So, yeah, you should take that as your theme music. I think that's great.
I think that's kind of a cross between Vegas music, when you come on stage in Vegas, and maybe like the Magnificent Seven, somewhere in between those two.
You know,
there's a cross. And you didn't mention, by the way, I am the happy, smiling, angry white male, because my book is Angry White Male, but I'm always happy and I'm always smiling, and now that Trump's president, I'm not the angry white male anymore. I'm actually the happy, smiling white male. No anger even in there anymore. The title of the book can't be changed. If it could, I'd make it Happy, Smiling White Male.
Yeah, but you hit on a lot of realities before Trump walked into office that was going on. First, before we get into politics, I want to get into another one of your favorite topics. Sports, that's right.
I knew you were going to bring up the Super Bowl, probably, right?
Yeah, the Pats. I mean, were you surprised at all at the way that game went down?
Well, anyone who says they weren't surprised at the way the game went down is a liar.
Yeah.
I had the Patriots. I made a big bet on them. Here's the funny thing. So, look, betting for me is never about emotion. It's about brain power. It's about studying the games, coming up with 1,000 reasons, and then 600 on one side, 400 on the other, and therefore you bet the side with the 600 that makes the most sense. I've been doing this my whole life, you know, separate from politics. I'm the number one odds maker in Vegas for 20 years. So the deal is, actually 32 years, excuse me, as long as you're going to say it right. 32 years. I've been a Vegas odds maker and number one, and the proof is I'm the only odds maker or sports prognosticator in the world with my own star, 180-pound granite star on the sidewalk in Vegas in front of Paris Hotel, right in front of Mon Ami Gabi, the famous French restaurant, and the fountains of Bellagio. And so I've done this my whole life, never let emotion get in the way of anything. But this time, a little bit I did, because I kept hearing every liberal friend I have saying this is kind of like a do-over of the the election. We lost Trump, but you know what? We could win with the Atlanta Falcons because the Patriots are Trump's team. So every liberal had the Atlanta Falcons. They were rooting for him. And I knew I was right from hearing this when I watched Bill Maher's show Friday night, last Friday. And his show on HBO Real Time, he ended with this unhinged monologue, F Donald Trump, F the Patriots, F their owner Kraft, F their quarterback
Whoa.
Brady, and F their coach Belichick. And he went on a nutty rampage. He said, this is what Trump has done to me. He's admitting he's unhinged. He said, this is what Donald Trump has done to me. I don't even like sports. I don't like football. And yet I'm rooting for the Atlanta Falcons. They're now my team because F Trump. And he said it again. And so this is a five-minute tirade. And I, at that moment, I knew, you know, I'd won a fortune on Trump winning the presidency because I made a bet on that in England, and I decided to go double or nothing on the Patriots.
Wow.
And so, you know, with 59 minutes out of a 60-minute game, I was losing badly most of the time, never had a chance, and with 1 minute to go, tied the game and then won in overtime. It was actually one of the most satisfying wins of my entire career, maybe the most satisfying. And keep in mind, I had a lot of money on it. So it was just a wonderful miracle win, just a miracle.
Okay, I know you have nerves of steel, but when they're down like that, you have to sit there. And you got to have a little twinge going on somewhere, right? I mean, you're looking.
Normally, I'm very nervous and I pace. I wasn't nervous. I was sick to my stomach, and I knew I'd lost. There was never a chance I was going to win, so there was no point in being nervous. When you're down 7-0, 14-0, 21-0, 21-3 at halftime, giving 3 points, by the way, laying three, you're down 21-3, and then the first drive of the second half, you go down 28-3. There's no point in ever being nervous. You lost. It was over. I sat on the couch knowing it was over, stealing myself for the fact that I just lost a ton of money. Everything I won on Donald Trump was being lost back. I'm a complete idiot. I'm a fool. Why the hell did I ever let emotion get me involved in this when I know emotion never wins? And then I won.
Wow. So there's the title of your next book, Unhinged. You know, how the left is just...
Yeah, the liberals are just unhinged. No, the title of my next book is... here's a list of all the liberals that Trump should put in prison. I think that should be my next book. Because there's a lot of liberals that should be put in prison. And I could rattle them off. Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. There's a long list of liberals that have done terrible things to America. And I put at the top of the list, by the way, the Iran Treaty that Obama passed when he needed a two-thirds ratification in Congress, but he never got it because he said it's not even a treaty. He called it a different name, so he never needed a two-thirds ratification.
Wow.
So he was able to get it by, and it's the worst treaty in the history of the world, and the proof is Iran has violated it again and again with long-range ballistic missile tests, and they're playing us for fools, and it's going to lead to the destruction of Israel. And what gets me triple mad is the guy who designed it all, the guy who sold it all, the guy whose job was to sell it in the media to the American people, was Ben Rhodes. No one knows that name. Ben Rhodes.
Yeah.
He was Obama's right-hand man, the Iran deal, and the UN censure of Israel. He's been in the middle of the two worst things ever done to Israel in history. And Obama, in his last party act, named him on the Holocaust Memorial Council, which is basically the most sacred commission in America for Jews because it oversees the Holocaust Museum. And he named the enemy of Israel to the Holocaust Memorial Council,
right,
which was the ultimate kick in the pants, you know?
That whole administration worked on backwards day, you know, 180 degrees from the truth every time. Hey, let's switch over to Donald and how fast he's moving. He's going quick, and I get it, and I love it, because I think, you know, that's how successful businessmen move. They see an issue, they see a problem, and they go for it. They go to fix it. He's making some minor mistakes. At least I believe this. You can correct me in a minute. He's making some minor mistakes, and a couple things here. One is when he did the travel ban, but you know, in rechecking these green cards and what have you, checking people coming in, I kind of felt like maybe he should have done that on a Monday so that all the offices were open. It needed to be open to make little tweaks that he needed to make as he went. You know, he's talking about voter fraud, which I totally agree with. I've seen it happen in my area and in my state, but he should have some numbers, real numbers, to back it up. And you know, and today with the press underreporting. He's exactly right. I got it. But he needs to be – I mean, is he moving so fast that he's forgetting detail?
Yes, but that's me. See, it's so funny because I I wish I was worth billions. I've never been able to do that, but Donald Trump had a big head start on me, of course. His father was worth $500 million. My father was a butcher in a butcher store. So it's a little different situation, but we're so much alike. And it's funny because a radio host the other day introduced me as the twin of Donald Trump, Wayne Allyn. I'm like a twin with him. It's like we were born to the same parents. Every personality quirk he has is mine. And so there's no question that I am the same way. My lifelong mentor was the president of my companies for 30 years and retired a couple years ago. His name's Doug Miller. Doug always joked that Wayne Root's entire mantra in life is ready, shoot, aim. And so that's what Donald Trump's doing. Ready, shoot, aim. I'm a man of action. I don't want to wait to aim. I just want to start shooting because my theory in life is, number one, the guy gets off the first shot wins. You don't even have to hit. The other guy runs most of the time. And number two, I don't want to take the time to aim. I just want to fire 50 volleys. I'll kill about 48 out of the 50, and a few of them will get away. Who cares? Just start shooting, man. That's the only shot you got to win in life. And the people who hesitate are dead. So I am ready, shoot, aim. No question about it. That's Donald Trump. And that's New York attitude. You know, I'm thinking about writing a book about that. It's New York attitude. That's how you succeed in life. And everywhere I've gone in life, Joe, everywhere. If you go to Cleveland, the guy who runs Cleveland, the most important businessman or the mayor, is usually a guy who was born in New York, but now he lives in Cleveland. Everywhere you go, every club is headed by a New Yorker. Everything in life that matters is headed by a New Yorker who's now transplanted to that city. Why? Because what you learn in New York is ready, shoot, aim. You just learn that he who shoots first wins every single time. So the people who are methodical in life that take their time to get it right never get it right because they never get off the ground. They never even launch. They get shot down before they even begin the launch.
You know, Wayne,
Trump's doing it right.
Yeah, when I said there's some business consulting, I get with those people that everything had to be lined up just right. And you go, no, just let's get into this and we'll make the tweaks as we go. And by the way, I'm kind of insulted. I'm from Boston. You know, we've got a bit of an attitude up there too, you know. So.
Well, I'll tweak it a little bit. Do you remember the famous Zig Ziglar? I read his books and everything. I only went to one live Zig Ziglar event ever in Los Angeles. And Zig gave a statistic there, and I've never been able to back it up, but I know it's true because I know from personal experience.
Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show. And on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Jobs in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can poke me during the show. Also, if you're a Facebook freak, and head over to Facebook. We always broadcast live on Facebook as well. We've got a whole bunch of people from all over the world there that they're definitely smarter than I am. Just look at what they say. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I've got one of my favorite guests on with me right now. I just like that so much. I mean, it really does get me ready for him. Wayne Allen Root joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I love having him on the show with me. He's been branded by the media across the globe as the capital evangelist. I like that, the capitalist evangelist. He's also written a book called... He's written many books, but his latest book is Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon... is changing America, and it will continue to change America for years to come. Again, Wayne, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Not only capitalist evangelist, but many have taken to calling me Donald Trump's twin and the poor man's Donald Trump. I've heard that one a lot. And a human energizer bunny. That's actually the one I like the best, because that describes who I am. And I mentioned in the first part of our interview that I'm so much like Donald Trump, it's scary. We have the same personality. Well, he's a human energizer bunny, and I'm a human energizer bunny. And I told you in the first half of the interview, what do I think works in life? Ready, shoot, aim. Yeah. Whoever gets there first, whoever takes action is the winner. Most of the time, I also think what works in life is energy. Yes. And people with energy just go far in life because everybody wants to be around them, and energy makes things happen. And I have found that my entire life, and that's the reason I endorsed Trump for the first day he ran for office, because I knew he'd make things happen. And not that I've done it on the scale of Donald Trump, but hey, I was a nobody who ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, and I wasn't even a Libertarian. I was a total outsider. I was new to the party. I didn't know a single soul. I'd never run for political office in my life, major political office. And here I was running for president as an unknown in a party that didn't even know me. And I almost won the presidential nomination out of the blue, and I won the vice presidential nomination. And then the audience voted for me, and I won that VP nomination after being recommended by the guy who won the presidential nomination. And the next morning on my Fox News, talking national politics with Neil Cavuto, that's how my life changed. It's because of action and energy.
Yep.
Those are my two things, action and energy. They go a long way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I
probably added a third one, balls. You know, Donald Trump certainly has balls, too. He aims very high, and he gets things done no one believes could ever get done. And I've done that, too, just on a smaller scale.
Yeah, listen, when you talk to people that are around successful people, what draws them, you're right, is the energy level, how sure they are of themselves, that kind of thing. That's what draws people around successful people. That's what makes them want to do something for them. They want to be part of that winning team. They want to be part of a better thing. At least I believe.
And you find they don't. You know, when you get around people who aren't successful, they just pontificate all day long about an issue, and they never do anything. So, yeah, Trump might get it wrong once in a while, but at least he takes the initiative to start shooting right away, shooting straight from the hip. And sometimes that gets you in trouble, and you say outrageous things, but more often than not, you accomplish things because you're willing to take it on instead of just talking about it all freaking day. I hate corporate America because it's all about meeting after meeting, and nobody ever does anything, and no one ever puts their balls on the line and finally says, let's do it, because they're all afraid they'll be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is one of the biggest companies in America, and it's always been run by one guy, Donald Trump, and he always said yes or no, and that was the end of it. If he said yes, it went. You started working on it today. That's really the organization hierarchy of the Trump organization. It's, you know, a big billion-dollar company not run by tons of meetings. You just walk in an office, you see Donald, you pitch your idea, he says yay or nay, and that's it.
Yep.
That's the way I've always run my life. So, you know, it's a New York trait, and it's ready, shoot, aim, and it's take action immediately, and it's being relentless, and it's being bold, and it's having balls, and that works. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is living proof of it all.
Well, let me ask you a question about his nominees. Now, you know, I don't have any big problems with his nominees. I get the direction he's going in. It's not, these are not political appointments, obviously. These are not things that he owes people, if you would, and that kind of stuff. But you know, honestly, at the ground level, do you have any concerns about any of the nominees that he's put forward? I know it's a broad question, but I'm curious as to what you think.
You know, look, I don't think there's any way someone could say I agree with every single one of them. They're all perfect. But overall, it was the best group I could ever imagine for the very reasons liberals hate them. Number one, because it's the liberals, they're all unqualified because they're not government people. Well, I love it. The whole reason our country's screwed up is because government people have been put in government jobs. Government people wouldn't make it a week in the private sector. I'd fire them within an hour. You couldn't spend 1 hour around me if you're in government without me going, you're fired, you're a moron. All these people aren't smart. That's why they're not in the private sector. So I would have named all the same private sector people to government like he did. His whole cabinet is stocked with generals and CEOs, my kind of people. So I love that, number one. Number two, the liberals go crazy because his government is stocked with people at every agency you want to destroy, who on record is wanting to destroy the very agency that they're in charge of now. I love it. Scott Pruitt would like to destroy the EPA. Well, I love that. And Ben Carson would love to destroy HUD. I love it. And Betsy DeVos, you know, would like to kill the Education Department. I love it. Not because she's against education, not because Ben Carson doesn't want people living in shelters. He wants them homeless. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, he knows the government bureaucracy is a failure, so they want to kill that and make it much more streamlined and make it much more entrepreneurial and more like the private sector. No one really means kill it. We mean make it better, start from scratch, kill it, start over again, because what's there now doesn't work.
Well, that's kind of what I was telling somebody that I was arguing with on the show yesterday was, look, you can't, like with the ACA, you cannot change your tire while the car's doing 60 down the freeway. It just doesn't work. You know, you got to stop this thing. You grab what's good. You put the stuff in there that needs to happen, and then you roll it back out again. It's almost impossible to do what these people want them to do. So, I don't know. It's just nuts. The Putin comment. Everybody's freaked out by what he's saying about Putin. You and I have a clue as to what he means. I don't know why this is so hard for people to get. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I think what he was trying to say is, you know, don't throw stones. You live in a glass house, and the United States isn't so perfect either. We've done plenty of bad things over the years. We've had plenty of leaders that order assassinations, plenty of leaders that did clandestine and illegal things. And so, you know, stop telling me how terrible Putin is. There's lots of bad people in the world, and there's lots of good people that have to make very tough and maybe even bad decisions to kill people that are bad guys. And so stop telling me Putin's done those things. We have too. I mean, that's really what he was saying. Isn't that true? Are you telling me that's not true?
Oh.
Are you telling me that Kennedy didn't order the assassination of Castro multiple times? He just didn't happen to succeed. So why is that any different than whatever Putin's done? I mean, I'm not arguing Putin's a good guy. I'm arguing all leaders have good and bad in them, and there's some bad things to talk about. So I kind of agree with him. I wish he hadn't said it. You know what? I wish he'd just say, listen, I'm not Putin's best friend. I'm not here to defend Putin. Let's talk about me, Donald Trump. Let's talk about American policy. That's what he ought to say. Get off the topic of Putin. But Donald is Donald. No more than you're going to get him to stop doing late-night tweets. It's never going to happen. That's very clear. Never going to happen. He's going to tweet away to his heart's content. That's life.
No kidding, right? So, no, and I've told people, too. I said, look, Putin, I'm not a fan of Putin's either, but I think, you know, when you say you respect Putin, he knows what he wants for his country. He's willing to go do whatever it takes to, you know, to restore the glory, if you would, of his country, if he can even do that. I don't agree with the way he's going about it, so, you know, maybe, I don't know. You know, you're never going to tell Donald how he should say it. It's just not going to work that way. I'm very concerned about these riots. Not protests, they're riots. They're obviously being funded by an outside source. I interviewed somebody last night whose two of their friends were paid $1,000 a day to go up and riot up in Berkeley. But these kids don't know what they're doing. My fear, unlike the riots of the 60s, is you're going to have some real violence going on in the streets. Give me your thoughts about these things that are going on and how you might handle them.
Well, I think you're underselling it. When you say your fear is there's going to be violence in the streets, there's already been violence in the streets. There's no question.
I'm talking
about
there's
going to be violence. There's terrible violence.
Yeah.
So, you know, but people forget that Ronald Reagan, as governor of California, sent the National Guard in to knock some heads around at California State University. I don't know if it was Berkeley, but it was one of the California State Universities. It might have been Berkeley.
Yeah, I think it was.
And
yeah.
and a kid got killed. Did you know that? A kid was killed.
No, that
and
I didn't
he went on to become president of the United States. So, you know, people are willing to, you know, agree with you or forgive you or whatever word you want to use. Then if a kid gets killed, it was his fault for causing violence. You have to go in and put the violence down. And, of course, someone somewhere might get killed. Things are going to happen. So, you know, it's the fault of the person who does it. Just as an example, if I make a decision to rob a 7-Eleven and I don't have any intent to hurt anyone, but the guy with me in the robbery – I'm in the waiting car, the getaway car, and he goes in and shoots a guy dead. I get convicted of murder because I was on the scene with him and I was part of the robbery. So I'm responsible for what he does. So when these rioters riot and people are hurt or killed or the rioter is killed, it doesn't matter. The rioters around him should be charged with murder. It's not the fault of the president who ordered the National Guard in. It's the fault of the violent rioters. If they remain peaceful, nobody will break their heads and there won't be any murders or deaths. But if they decide to become violent, you have to put it down. Someone may get killed, and everyone there should be held responsible for murder.
I hear you. I think these kids have not been taught properly. I think some of these kids are acting out of ignorance as to what they're doing. They just don't get it, and they don't see the bigger picture. I'm not making excuses for them. I'm watching this stuff, and it concerns me as to what I'm seeing going on in small cities and towns all across the country. How do people find your book and find your postings, your writings, and that kind of stuff?
The book is Angry White Male, as far as politics goes, and as far as business goes, it's The Power of Relentless, endorsed by Donald Trump a year ago. The only book I know of that was ever endorsed by Donald Trump that wasn't written by him. So that's pretty good thing, pretty good accomplishment. In any case, you can find them both at Amazon.com, The Power of Relentless, Angry White Male, and you can find all about me at my website, RootForAmerica.com, where I've got all my commentaries for free on video. So just go there and watch them or read them. They're both written and video for your pleasure, right at RootForAmerica.com.
You know, your book, by the way, you keep missing this one. It's also been endorsed by the great Tammy Messina. She loves that book. So
that's very, very important.
I thought I'd throw that in as well. Wayne, always a pleasure when you're on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Please don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.